You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 895 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, what's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin', yakin'? Oh. Why did that work for?
I have no idea why you do half of what you do. Verbally or physically.
Physically? What's that mean?
Like, sometimes you're like, walk into a room and you'll walk back into the other room and forget what you did, and that's physically.
Oh. Well, that's true, but that's just called old age.
All right, Tracy, I went back to our old graveyard shift by ranker because I love these things, and I saw a couple of these pop across my email that I thought would be fun to do, and one of which that we're going to start with is places around the world that are allegedly hotbeds of satanic activity.
Yikes. That sounds really bad when you say it like that.
I know it. Whether at organized satanic centers or simply around some of the old ruins, such as satanic sites around the world, believe in and worship of the fallen angel Lucifer doesn't seem to be slowing down. Despite the controversial nature of the dark religion and the evil acts its rituals supposedly demand followers perform, there are apparently still many people who enthusiastically pledge their allegiance to Satan, so these rumors would at least have you to believe. Cynical, after decades of wrongful accusations and disturbing willingness to find evil in even the most innocent of places, today most people roll their eyes at the mere mention of devil worship or satanic hotspots. If the greatest trick of the devil is to convince you that he doesn't exist, the overreactions of the past have certainly paved his way. When faced with ritualistic murders in places with connections to Satanism, the first reaction of the authorities is often to deny any involvement with devil worship. No one wants a repeat of the satanic panic of the 1980s, so it's best to pretend the satanic places don't exist. But do they? Whether supposedly home to black magic rituals, connected to demonic possession, or the site of ritual murders, collected here are some of the most satanic places across the world. Turin, Italy is the devil's city.
Wow.
One of the largest satanic communities in all of Europe resides in Turin, Italy. According to Archbishop Anastasio Ballestero, the devil lives here, and in the 1980s, the Catholic Church brought in 6 new exorcists just to balance the scales and combat the evil energy thriving in the city. Some say that the entrance to the underworld is the Piazza Statuto, or Piazza Statuto, I think is what that is, which is allegedly one of the 3 vertices forming a black magic triangle. London and San Francisco have the other 2 points. It forms a white magic triangle, with the other points being Lyon and Prague. So interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Occult and Masonic symbols like inverted pentagrams and winged devils can be found throughout Turin, including around significant landmarks like the Piazza Statuto, the Via Vittorio Alfieri. I don't know what that is. Might be a restaurant.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Oh, Alfieri.
And the Piazza del Palazzo. It's said that beneath the city of Turin, the wealthy elite meet with demons and perform satanic rituals to gain and retain power over the city.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
Let's see what else we got. The devil was chased out of Bolsover, England, but his followers remain. Bolsover is considered the most satanic city in all of England. In 2011, 17 of the 7,600 residents claimed Satanism as their religion on a census. While the number is small, Bolsover has more Satanists per capita than anywhere else in the nation, so it's now the chief city in England's satanic heartland. Hilariously enough, the Church of Satan actually denied the census. They called it a joke and initially insisted that no Satanists live in Bolsover. According to priestess Serena Malone in the Church of Satan, "We tend to think someone is playing a prank here. While we have many members throughout the UK, that area does not have any exceptional concentration of our adherents." According to local legend, the devil paid a visit to Bolsover. He demanded that his hooves be shod in sturdiest Derbyshire iron. The blacksmith drove a nail deep into the devil's hoof, while fitting him for the shoe, and the devil took off, furiously kicking along the way. His frantic kick is what caused the famous crooked spire at the Chesterfield Parish Church.
I mean, did it hurt him or something?
I don't think so.
Well, then don't ask to have that crap done. Well, how would you like to have been the guy that had to do that?
Yeah, I'm assuming that probably didn't really happen.
I don't know.
Number three, the infamous Amityville house is allegedly infested with demons. The infamous House of Horrors in Amityville, New York, has had books and films aplenty, spreading its tales of demonic possession and murder since 1977. Regardless of whether the tales of ghosts are real, the fact remains that Ronald Butch DeFeo Jr. slaughtered six members of his own family in the house on November 13, 1974. He claimed to have been hearing demonic voices for some time and said that the devil made him commit the murders. DeFeo wasn't the only killer drawn to the house. Ricky Casso, leader of the satanic cult known as the Knights of Black Circle, was said to perform rituals in the house while it was vacant. Then in 1984, he brutally murdered his friend Gary Lars on a sacrifice to Satan. And we did a story on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where they were out in the woods and some people say that he stole drugs from him and they end up like all out in the woods and they killed him and buried him. And then they started bringing their friends back until they got caught. They were like, hey, come look what we did.
Yeah.
And they're
it's
like,
so cool.
That's a dead rotten body. Well, no, we did it.
Sicko. So.
All right, that's all we got for you today. And we may have a couple more to do tomorrow. Actually, you know what? I think... yeah, we got a couple more to do tomorrow. I thought there might only have been one, but there's like three. So, all right, guys, thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Hey, guys, welcome to episode 896 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello.
We have more satanic places.
I was hoping we would.
So... at the end of the last episode, I was like, hey, wait, there might be one more. There's like 10 more. I don't know where I was. Oh.
You're just guessing.
Ominous candles keep track of who passes the Hell House of Massapequa. A house of devil worship in the North Massapequa, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, New York neighborhood, has been the source of gossip and local lore for years. The looming brick mammoth of a Victorian is complete with iron gates and a black hearse parked out front. It had a black sidewalk leading up to it until it was eventually painted the same bleeding maroon as the house. According to locals, candles were always kept in its velvet-dressed windows, and somehow the number of candles would always correspond to the number of people in the cars that passed by. If you drive by alone, there would be one candle lit. If you came back around after picking up some friends, there would be additional candles in the window, one for each passenger in your car.
Okay, how does it happen?
I don't know. I guess that's the whole trick to it.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Next one, Bobby Mackey's nightclub. So we're going to pass that one. We've talked enough about Bobby Mackey's.
That sounds fine.
Residual energy from satanic rituals continue to haunt St. James, New York. There's a lot of New York here. That's like the third. We've done like seven or eight, and there's three of them have been in New York. After the loss of her husband, Curtis, Jeanette Mayron relocated her daughter to the small town of St. James on Long Island in hopes of starting over. Unfortunately, they attempted their fresh start in an incredibly haunted house where satanic rituals had once taken place. Not long after moving in, they began hearing thumps and voices in the night. They witnessed apparitions of dark hooded figures on their property and found a diary full of disturbing information about the property's past. The diary dated back to 1927, and it belonged to a girl named Christina. In it, she wrote of a large Long Island-based cult that would perform animal sacrifices and sexual abuse as part of their dark rituals on the property.
Oh, that's horrible.
Paranormal activity in the house continues, and the family was featured in an episode of Sci-Fi's Paranormal Witness. This is actually one that I plan on doing a future show on.
Okay.
So there's a lot more to it than what we got in there.
But. Mm-hmm.
The Willowbrook State School has a history with devil worship. Now, some of you may remember this is the state hospital that Geraldo did the expose on And Bobby Kennedy, he exposed how horrible it was, and people were naked and chained to, and just in their own feces and stuff. And then Bobby Kennedy visited, and it took them still like 4 years to, it might have been 7 years, before they were able to shut it down, even after,
That's insane.
That kind of exposure.
I mean, why?
And then that's also where the story of Cropsey comes from, because the gentleman that was Cropsey was actually killing people and kidnapping and little kids and stuff like that. And he was a one-time employee there. And when they shut it down, he went on his way. But the people of Staten Island have been handed down the legend of Cropsey for decades. The story of a deranged, axe-wielding psycho who escaped from the mental institution and lurks on the dark tunnels under the abandoned Willowbrook State School. They say Cropsey came out to drag children back into the tunnels with him, and as it turned out, Staten Island's boogeyman was real. Andre Rand had been haunting the woods, abducting children, and murdering them. After his arrest, it was strongly believed that he wasn't acting alone. One of the many accusations made against Willowbrook when the school was still operational was that satanic worship was taking place in the basement. Since Rand used to work at Willowbrook, it was briefly theorized that he was actually procuring children for cults. There had always been signs of satanic rituals being held in the ruins of Willowbrook, its surrounding woods, and even the neighboring institution, Seaview Hospital. The Process Church, which is no longer operational, was thought to be involved at one point. The organization has always been accused of having ties to both Charles Manson and David Berkowitz, which is Son of Sam. Of course, these were just theories, and there was little evidence. Many of the victims' bodies were never recovered. Rand stood trial alone. I don't think we ever released that on the... We did an episode on that. We did it for Patreon. And I don't know if we ever released that for a regular episode or not. But that would be one if we have to release a Patreon episode. It might be one to do.
Okay.
But we may have already done it. I don't know. The peacock angel is worshipped in Lalish, Iraq. There's a widely held belief that the Kurdish Yazidi community in northern Iraq are devil worshippers. Because of this, ISIS began targeting them, committing mass murder and acts of sexual slavery against them. Their connection to Satanism is through Malik Taus, or the Peacock Angel. Apparently, Yazidis worship the Peacock Angel as a god and creator, but according to Christian and Muslim beliefs, Malik Taus is actually Satan, the fallen angel who peacocks about while trying to corrupt mankind. Regardless of whether or not they realize the parallels between Malik and Lucifer, the Yazidis have remained very open-minded when it comes to various elements of pagan traditions. As a result of all this, Lalish has become one of the seven towers of Satanism. When asked just who is Malik Taus, a member of the organization told The Telegraph, "We believe he is a proud angel who rebelled and was thrown into hell by God. He stayed there 40,000 years until his tears quenched the fires of the underworld. Now he is reconciled to God." Okay, so Satan. That's what it says. Basically, you guys worship Satan.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But in the Christian version of Satan, he doesn't put out the fires of hell and reconcile with God. I mean, he did on Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only for a short time.
That's a lot of tears to cry.
It is a lot of tears.
Boo freaking who.
All right, guys, that wraps up this one. I think we got more stories tomorrow. Same ones.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.